from Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April the 28th, 2009. Every week, Directions brings you the very latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
So here's the question for today. Do we encourage the next generation of young geospatial professionals to get degrees in specific disciplines? Or do we train them to be geospatial thinkers with a degree in GIS? We'll give you our take and more, but first a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Dina, the germ of this topic sprung from my discussions last week with people from many disciplines while I was moderating a panel at the Geospatial Infrastructure Solutions Conference organized by GITA. The panel was entitled Education for the Geospatial Infrastructure Industry, and there was kind of a raging debate that was put forth to the panel, and that is, do we educate the next generation of professionals to be subject matter experts in things like geology, forestry, urban planning, other degrees, and have them come out with bachelor's in those disciplines? Or do we teach them GIS? That is, do we train them specifically in geospatial thinking? Do we train them on a particular software platform or many platforms to get them ready for the job market? And that's where I think the wedge of the discussion comes in. There's a lot of jobs out there for trained geospatial professionals who know a particular geographic information system software solution. You could get a job right out of school. This is a question that we probably did not have up until about 10 years ago, which is a problem in itself because we may not have had as much intense interest in geospatial as we do today. So today, we have a demand for jobs, especially in areas like defense and the intelligence community, spurred on by the money that was put into those areas a while ago. We're going to have more jobs due to the U.S. and global stimulus dollars being thrown into the economy and with an emphasis on infrastructure. And this is on top of the fact that we have an aging workforce. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has issued a spotlight report on older workers, finding that between 1977 and 2007, employment of workers 65 and over has increased by over 100%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, as we know, has also put a particular emphasis on geospatial technology. So we have a number of factors coming into our market that will impact how we educate a growing geospatial workforce. What I want to do is also summarize some of the thoughts that got the panel really kind of jazzed about this topic, and in particular the comments of Carrie Wright, who is the GIS manager at the City of Tampa. And she said very pointedly, she has so much work coming into her from the departments of the city that she needs very trained geospatial professionals. They need to know how to use the platform, create maps, get a particular analysis done, and go. Dan Shannon of TELUS Communications kind of echoed that sentiment, but also had a need for database administrators. These could be DBAs who then come to know about Oracle Spatial or Microsoft SQL Spatial, and then can create applications on top of that. So both of these points of information kind of illustrate that the subject matter experts may not be as much in demand right now. And in point of fact, there is much more demand for people who are, I hate to say, trained GIS technicians, because that's really not what they are. They're pretty well-trained, educated people. But the subject matter kind of gets lost a little bit, and that's a bit of a concern, because when we were perhaps in college, we did have a particular discipline. We were educated in a particular area of expertise. That's not necessarily the demand we see today, and I'm wondering if there is a trend here that leaves us a little bit short of those subject matter experts. So what's your take on all of this? This is a really hot topic. We need to educate a workforce because we may have much more demand in the future.
I think one of the things we're missing when we have this conversation, you and I and the larger world, is that GIS jobs run run the gamut of tasks. And I fully agree that there are an awful lot of organizations, city, a lot of commercial businesses that really need people to, I hate this term, but I'm going to use it anyway, push the buttons and make maps. They've got to know how the software works. They've got to know how to get the data in. They've got to do the analysis and put out the finished product. Now, that can be a terrific job. It usually pays pretty well. It hopefully isn't too stressful. There's an awful lot of work behind you, so you don't have to worry about getting laid off. Those kinds of jobs, I think, are very well suited for people who come out with GIS degrees, who come out with sort of a traditional certificate. And when I think about that set of jobs, I'm reminded very much of the explosion that we had, oh, what is it now, 20 years ago, for people who could do computer-aided design, for CAD people. And it was the same kind of thing. You need people who knew the software, who could jump in, and they basically were doing the design and drafting work for engineers. They themselves were typically not engineers, but they were trained to use the software packages. And again, it was a really good job. You could get trained in 2 years, an associate's kind of program. You could get a certificate sometimes in 1 year, and you'd get a really good job. Now, the growth potential from that job might have been limited, and frankly, some of the folks who are in those kinds of jobs, that's exactly where they want to be. Now, at the other end of the spectrum are the folks who are going to be really diving into what's new and how can we use it to better position or better serve our customers. And that's, to me, a different kind of individual. It's a different kind of job. And that's where I think the broader education and potentially an education outside of GIS or even computer science can be incredibly valuable. And those are the folks who tend to be the thinkers and the folks who push the envelope and who maybe get an organization into a new business because they see an opportunity. And we need, I think we need in GIS and across the board in all kinds of industries, we need both sorts of people. And they're going to come out of different educational situations. They're going to be potentially very different kinds of people with different kinds of goals. And I think we need to bear that in mind when we think about how to create the appropriate workforce.
And you're closer to the situation than I am because you teach a course online. But I want to relay a conversation I had many years ago. I've gotten the opportunity to know Dr. David Huff at the University of Texas. Many trained geographers will know him as being the progenitor of the Huff model in retail geospatial analysis. One thing he said to me a long time ago was, in looking at GIS and the software that we use, was that had I had this 20 years ago, I could have done the analysis a lot faster. Now, you have to understand that here's a guy who obviously has put a great deal of thought into geographic analysis, and yet he realizes the benefit of the tool. So we have a subject matter expert in retail geography, and we have the knowledge that is put into these systems that make your job easier. What do we need? Where's the balance in education that we put to these folks that says, you know what, you really need to be a subject matter expert, but maybe you ought to learn this system and to design a curriculum that will come out, you know, will allow a student to come out trained in both. I don't know if that's asking too much, but it may be. So I'm curious what you think.
I think we're heading in that direction. So I think the news is really good, such that if you now start a program for a four-year forestry degree, I think it's going to be very hard to get out of there without getting your hands on some piece of GIS software and hopefully also image analysis software. And that's the way I think it really should be. So that at least you know what it is. You know, it's got potential. When you get out into the workforce, you'll be able to help your employer, be it public or private, take advantage of that technology. And I think the same thing is sort of happening across the board in technology. You know, we're trying to integrate technology into the classroom way down at the kindergarten, first grade sort of level, such that that is part of the environment of learning and thus also part of the environment of work when you end up at the other end. Now, how many schools are actually making concerted efforts to do that, again, running from K up to graduate, It's hard to know, but I really think that's the way it's heading, and I think that's really great. I saw an article this morning that I posted in the blog about how some K-12 teachers here in Massachusetts already had a technology that they used to teach their students about the fall of the Roman Empire. Well, because of a contest from Google to integrate Google's new ancient Rome in Google Earth, they added that to part of their project. And I think we're going to see that kind of thing happening, again, across the board.
Say another part of the panel that I was involved in, and there's a woman there, assistant professor from the University of South Florida. And what she said was, if a student comes to me with a particular desire to get a job, what she would advise them to do is, look, you're going to take this, you're going to take this, you're going to take this, and it may not all be in your discipline. She would be recommending that you take a course in database administration, and you take a course in GIS, and you take a course in other disciplines that may not have necessarily been in the major, at least if you were getting a certificate in GIS, but to be a well-rounded individual, you got to know a lot more than what you do. And I'm just wondering, we're putting a little burden on these students, but if somebody's willing and has the desire, you're probably going to follow a curriculum not necessarily on the path that your individual departments may have recommended. And I think the distinction is, do you want to get a job when you go out, or do you want to go on to graduate work when you go out and get out of school? And that's a distinction we have to be sure that students now understand and make sure that they recognize their goals right up front.
And I think that responsibility falls back to the educators. And again, working with the student to figure out what it is they want. If you want to go out and get a job, it sounds like an awful, again, the two-year programs and the certificate programs can do that. And you can tell that just from their placement records that they appropriately boast about. You know, 95% of our students graduate and get a job within 6 months, those kinds of statistics. But by the same token, if you're thinking about graduate school or being more of an innovator as opposed to a technician, then you might want a different kind of education. There's no law that says you can't move between one and the other. But I think both of those need to be sort of put forward as options. And I think more and more schools are doing that. They'll have a certificate program, but they'll also have a four-year degree in geography or geospatial science or forestry or whatever.
Right. Well, Phil Davis from the National Geospatial Training Center at Del Mar College was on the panel, and he's got his school is a two-year college program. And there's that option as well, to go to a two-year school and be well-trained and come out with something that's very marketable. And I think that there's a lot of students maybe opting for that, in particular if you need the money. So here's a really interesting opportunity. Go to a two-year school, get a job, perhaps go to school part-time to get your full degree and go on from there, because there is just, I think, a need out there. Now, we're coming into a little bit of a catch-22 situation, which I also heard last week, which is state and local governments are shrinking their budgets. They're going to have to lay off people. And yet they have this demand at the departmental level to get work done. So while the budgets are shrinking and laying off perhaps experienced people, down the road, perhaps a year or so, or hopefully not that long, maybe 6 months to a year, you have the stimulus package kicking in which they'll have to ramp up for their work. And in the infrastructure area, that still may be kind of a lag. There's going to be this lag between the time the jobs are available and the time that that money is going to flow in, and those that have to be laid off. So there's a real problem developing here. It's something that's going to have to be addressed by every state and local government.
That's true, and I think the best advice that I can offer to students and educational organizations is, you've got to be ready to be flexible based on what comes down the pike. If all of a sudden there's going to be a run on two-year programs to get trained people out, be ready to expand for that. By the same token, if they're going to start looking for subject matter experts, be able to take what grounding you have in GIS from whatever program you got it and be flexible enough to say, well, maybe now I need to study forestry or transportation or planning or whatever it is. that really puts you in the best position to roll with the punches.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2009 ESRI Survey and Engineering GIS Summit will take place concurrently with the annual ESRI International User Conference in San Diego, California, July 11th to the 14th. Join fellow surveyors, engineers, and GIS professionals to see how others leverage existing investments, hear from industry leaders, and explore the latest technology. The deadline to register is May 22nd. You can register online at www.esri.com/SEGSUMMIT. We appreciate you listening today. If you have a comment about anything we've said or would like to join our discussion, you can write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.